Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Mayor Pierre Leroux, who's the mayor of Russell Township, and he's going to address some of the issues that another interviewee had expressed a couple of weeks ago, which was about transit and daycare. Hello, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
So you had a chance to listen to the previous interview that I did.
Yep, I did.
And so his two issues were transit,
yep,
or lack thereof,
yes,
and daycare, which are issues everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how would you like to respond?
Sure. First off, thank you very much for sharing the interview with me, and thank you to the gentleman who did the interview with you, because, I mean, they are important issues, right? I guess we'll start with transit. Transit has been a hot topic for numerous years now. We're finally getting to a point pre-pandemic where, you know, it wasn't becoming cost prohibitive. We were seeing ridership increase, and, you know, we're getting to a point that, you know, this could be viable. Unfortunately, the pandemic hit, mm-hmm, and we saw ridership disappear, and we saw options for trying to mitigate that just go out the window.
So that was there was the Prescott-Russell.
So the Prescott-Russell was separate from what we had. We had,
okay,
the Russell Transit System, which Russell Transpo was basically, it was pick up a few times in the morning and go straight to Ottawa. And so you had one of the buses was picking up 2-3 different times in Embrum, and one was picking up 2-3 different times in Russell. And they all had pretty much the same route. Once they hit the 417, they went down the same route when they got to Ottawa. So there was options for residents there about 3 times in the morning. And then same thing coming back at night. It was well used in the sense that, you know, we were getting close to filling up the buses that we had. Obviously, transit is always tricky because as soon as you fill up the bus and one more person needs it, well, then you need a full other bus to provide that service. So, you know, it's always, you never quite get to where it's, you know, cost recovery. You get close, mm-hmm, and then, mm-hmm, you know, as it increases, you know, and we see that that's a perfect example in Ottawa, right? Is they have a bus service that used to be 50-50, you know, taxation paid 50%, users pay 50%. Now they're in a situation where their user ridership has gone very low. So
they're kind of in a unique position, actually.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how that's, I'm watching that story unfold. But the other thing I have to point out is when I say it was cost recovery, the only reason that it was cost recovery was that the province was giving us substantial amounts of money. And that was always a concern of mine is, what happens when the province says, we have no more money to give? Because we know they're not in the greatest shape either, right? So I was like, you know, you build up your system to where you have, you know, 2,000-3,000 people using it, and then all of a sudden, you get your legs chopped off. So that's always been a concern. That being said, I have brought up the issue at council. It is part of our strategic plan to revisit that issue. You know, I see it more as more of a shuttle service to the VARS Industrial Park, simply because OC Transpo.
There's the park and ride there for OC Transpo.
Right. There's the park and ride there. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me to duplicate infrastructure needs, right? Why are we driving to Ottawa when OC Transpo is already going to Ottawa? That being said, you know, OC Transpo is only 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. So, you know, I was listening to the gentleman you had the interview with, and, you know, he was pointing out some facts. He goes, well, you know, it's an issue to get there, but their hours don't quite work. Private sector is doing it. 417 bus line is doing it, but it doesn't quite match with their schedule. It's very difficult to get a bus service that's going to match everybody's bus schedule.
Right. Unless
you have a service like in the city where the buses are running continuously, mm-hmm, we're never going to be able to satisfy everybody's needs.
What about just buses within the township or within local areas? Like a couple of years ago, I interviewed someone who was concerned, like, you know, she had a doctor's appointment in Embrum and she lived in, I think, Limoges, I don't remember for sure, but,
yep,
but it was within the township. And she was wishing that there was a way that she could cheaply get to,
right, and that was pretty much, we talked briefly about the Prescott Russell Transpo service, PR Transpo. That was the vision. Having, we got I think it was a $2 million grant from the province,
right,
to put some kind of pilot project. So we did studies, we did investigations. The first part was pretty much a standard route. The buses was going by at every, you know, so many times a day at this time of day. So people had an opportunity to do that. And then we saw that wasn't working. There wasn't enough ridership. So we switched it up. We went to a system where it was almost like an on-demand, like an Uber,
right,
type system.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last report we got, unfortunately, it was we spent over $1 million for 280 people.
I remember reading that, yeah. And it, so, like the, you know, the expense was like over $2 million and the actual money recovered was like under $100,000 or something like that. It was a big difference.
And I remember looking at the report and saying, this bus basically went around the world 64 times. All of a sudden, on demand, the bus is in Rockland, but somebody wants it in Embrum. So that bus was coming all the way down here, like the amount of fuel it was burning, right? So it was over, last report for 280 people, like 280, and some were more active than the others. Some were using it every day or, you know, but I mean, that's not sustainable, you know? So it's been put on hold at the county level to see what is possible. There's still funding
there.
Well,
and that was right at the beginning of the pandemic too, I think, that they started that, or it was in the pandemic. It was around the pandemic
PR Transpo started before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I'm the one who convinced council to apply for this grant. At the time, for me, I saw it more as a tourism type of service there's the Russell Fair, the Kurds Festival or something, and where the bus would go around all the counties and pick up people and bring them to the event, and then, you know, so specific events. But as a regional scale transit system, very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. Very difficult.
What about something like a regular bus between like the four villages or something like that? Is that
it's possible. I mean, it's just how much money do you want to spend towards it, right? Mm-hmm. Realistically, I think that's the key. I would like to see something. I mean, I've had discussions with companies like Bird who have those scooters that, you know, the kids, that'd be nothing for, you know, the kids to jump on a scooter and stuff, right? Not so much necessarily for every other demographic, but it's trying to find that sweet spot where you can justify saying, yes, obviously it's not something you're going to make money in, you're willing to invest. It has to be reasonable. And I mean, I always tell people when we're talking about funds at the township, I mean, like for example, 2024's budget will be coming up. We'll have those discussions in a few weeks or next month. And you know, a 1% tax increase is only about $140,000 extra revenue for the township. And I mean, it doesn't go far, right? 1% in Ottawa is like $17 million or something. So, you know, different situation. But there is the opportunities to investigate and see. You know, one of the resolutions I brought at the municipal level was like, okay, now that PR Transpo is essentially defunct, there are still some funds left. Can we try and do some kind of study? You know, like I would love to see a partnership. Ideally, I would love to see the bus that stops in Vars just drive to the Dome. And where our complex is going to be, have a park and ride there where our residents could walk within the villages or bike there.
So some kind of a deal with the city.
Possibly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had those discussions in the past, you know, but there's obviously councillors have changed. So it's to reignite those discussions.
Right.
And they're going to come back with a price, right? So they're going to come back, say, yeah, this is what it's going to cost. I like the idea of bringing a shuttle to the Vars Industrial Park as well. So going, dropping off, but then going through our park so that if, you know, people here want to work, we see the booming businesses in the industrial park. There's so many employment opportunities. So why not give that to our residents as well? So,
okay.
It's there's a lot of pieces. I always say local government is like doing a puzzle where the picture is continuously changing. But I think there's opportunities there.
Okay. So daycare.
Daycare is a big one. It's interesting. I just read an article. A few municipalities are getting out of daycare. It's interesting because traditionally daycares was never a municipal service. It was always private industry that took care of that, right? Even us, the municipality, the only reason we got involved about, I'll say, 6-7 years ago, we had like a little before after school program above the arena in Embrum, but then we got approached by one of the local schools. Mm-hmm. There was direction from the province that they preferred seeing partnerships with non-for-profits as opposed to for-profits. So we ended up taking over at Saint-Jean-la-Croisée, which program went well. And then recently we've gone into Saint-Joseph and Russell, and we're starting Mother Teresa back up. So we're going to, but it was always private. And the biggest challenge is we've had to adjust the salary structure for the staff because we can't find enough staff. Like, you know, even though we have a lot of space, some of the space is sitting empty because we can't get the workers. Interestingly enough, it's more on the Francophone side. We're finding, you know, the schools, for example, that Mother Teresa is Anglophone, so mm-hmm. they're fine having Anglophone staff. But Saint Joseph and Saint Jean La Croisée has to be bilingual staff, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we're just, you know, we're trying to work with La Cité Collégiale and with Employment Services Prescott Russell, but it is a challenge. We even have programs, you know, that for the ECEs, the ones that don't have, like, somebody can come in and work for us, and they'll actually, you know, we'll help them pay to get their certificate through mm-hmm. college, right? Mm-hmm. So it is a challenge. But, I'm hopeful. I received an email from somebody who saw an opportunity, and they're inquiring about opening private services, you know?
Well, like when my kids were young, everybody had like a neighbor or a friend or someone yeah. who had little kids, and so they would take your kids too, and it was a very informal process. I mean, you paid them and everything, yeah. but there was no government involvement. And then once governments started saying, like provincial governments or federal governments even saying things like, we're going to guarantee $10 a day daycare, all of a sudden it disappeared. Like the daycare disappeared, the spaces disappeared, yeah. right?
It was wild. I remember talking to a family member who's in that business. And when they announced a $10 daycare, that was the first thing out of her mouth was like, where are they going to get all the people?
Right.
Because yeah. there's not enough people, you mm-hmm. know? And mm-hmm. I think it was, I won't put my hand in the fire, but I think it was Renfrew area where they've actually canceled the $10 program. They've gotten out of the provincial program and said, we can't deal with the provincial right. program. We're just going to go back to the way we were doing it. And, you know, parents saw, you know, go from 10 to 40 bucks a day or 50 bucks a day or whatever it mm-hmm. was. So, you know, that's not something the municipality wants to do. Like, I mean, we have a great program. It's doing well. You know, we continuously are trying to improve it and create spaces. I mean, but again, it's that expectation, right? Is sometimes that's, you know, I had a conversation with a young woman who was, you know, all upset because, you know, she gave me as an example that her best friend, it was her mom watching her kids. And I was like, okay, what's wrong with that? Like, I mean, I grew up, my mom watched my kids for the first few years. It just seemed normal. But for this new generation, that was out of the question. I'm like, I'm not sure what to tell you. I mean, you know, it's, we have limited resources at the township. I'd love to fix everybody's problems. And everybody, you know, wants and needs. Mm-hmm. But realistically, we got to balance our approach.
Right. Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Do you want to add anything?
No. I just thank you very much, everyone listening. You know, right now, we're struggling with getting communication out and local news. So I appreciate mm-hmm. you guys offering this service. And I tell people all the time, you know, there's options out there. You just have to go out and look for them and be well informed.
Okay, thanks very much. I'm Candace Vetter and this is Local First. I've been speaking with Mayor Pierre Leroux about the issues of transit and daycare. This is CJRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.